Four alumni of Brackenfell High, one of them Adrian Besson, to whom we've spoken, the chief newsman at News 24, and he's one of the four that have signed the letter, and another, Sia Ntuntuana, is on the line to us now. Sia, good afternoon.
How's it? How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm all right, you know.
Look, the letter speaks about what we've been talking about now for a while, and the suggestion of the four of you. You write, it is our opinion that the only way to get to the bottom of the allegations of deep-seated racism at the school is to institute an independent fact-finding mission headed by a retired judge or senior counsel to investigate these claims. Why did you come to that point of view?
I think the whole scenario, you know, it's basically focused on the private event. I feel like that the private event was the catalyst of this whole incident. You know, the reason why this thing is being big, or people are taking it out of proportion, if I could say, is because of the underlying racial culture that has been breeding in Brackenfell High School. And I do agree that not all teachers are perpetrators, but the system has made our voices silent, that I think everyone is kind of now implicated. And I think with this whole independent factor-finding research, research can actually investigate what are the scenarios that are put in place by Brackenfell and what is the history that has been underlining racial issues in Brackenfell and how do they respond to that.
Of the four who signed the letter, Nashira Davids, Adrian Besson, Karen Ann Nell, you are the one who was most recently there. You graduated from Brackenfell High in 2016. What was your experience of being a black pupil on that campus?
I mean, from my point of view, it was easy. I did 13 well because I played sports. I was on leadership boards. I was on student representatives, you know. So for me, it still didn't mean that I was excluded from racism. You know, I had good friendships with students and staff. And my issue was that no matter what, you know, you'd still be exposed to racism, no matter what, I wouldn't say hierarchy, but like whatever role you played in school as a person of color. I do believe that a lot of these racial incidents are somewhat unconscious. Like one of the most frequent thing that would be said to me is, "Jy praat baie mooi vir 'n swartien," and I'd always be shocked because Afrikaans is actually a national language, and to assume that I don't speak Afrikaans or to assume that black people can't speak Afrikaans would be offending. Or one that's more harsh would be like, you speak proper English or you're a smart black person. And that was a common thing that you'd hear on the playgrounds. And teachers, students didn't see anything racist about that, but they always saw it as jokes or as a compliment. And that
And I'm sure many of the people listening to you tell your stories here are going to go, that's not racist.
That's the underlining issue, is that a lot of racial incidents that happened in school was, no, that's not racist. You guys just bring out the racist joke. But like for me, it just shows that how sheltered certain individuals live and that they are not educated about what racism is at the end of the day. We had incidents where if black students made a noise, teachers would say, no, you're not in the townships, don't behave like this, or go to another school if you want to behave like this. And again, people won't see that this is racism.
What did they say to the white kids who made a noise?
I think they would say something like, you know how to behave. This is not how you behave. And it's just like a different tone when they spoke to black students regarding discipline, regarding classroom chats. Like, you'd hear stupid stuff like, I think in class conversations where it would be like these debates, and you'd hear people say comments like, South Africa was in a better condition in apartheid than we have now. And it would always like be like Afrikaans people would laugh at that, you know. And the reality is that, South Africa has an incompetent government, but like as a black person, you're seen as a collective and not as an individual. So therefore, you'd always be referenced as you people are the problem, and it's your government, as if like we aren't all South Africans.
I mean, I think the suggestion of a retired judge or senior counsel is interesting. I don't know whether the school will consider that. But one of the things that has been at the forefront of my mind as I've been thinking about this and talking about this is that it's not only Brackenfell. And if you have a retired senior counsel investigating Brackenfell, then what about the 14,000 other schools where black children are in the minority and experience the same thing as the minority black children on Brackenfell High experience? So then it all becomes an issue in one school, rather than what I'm pretty certain is the problem, which is that it is an issue across many, many, many schools.
I totally agree with you. And where I got my voice to share my racial experiences was only after Black Lives Matter, where a lot of friends of mine that went to private schools from Bishop, Sachs, and all that stuff, they started speaking out about their racial issues at school. And one thing I started to realize that this is a common cause in all private, not common cause, but a common occurrence in all private and Model C schools that are dominated by white student bodies. And it needs addressing, you know, it needs addressing. And it's hard to change, I wouldn't say conservative, but it's hard to change adults' mind about the way they perceive racism. It's like shifted far from a racial slur to like the subtle racism or what you call promoting systematic racism unconsciously. And it just shows how misinformed are they about racism. And this is an issue that needs education for all people of color.
Have you had a response yet, Sia, at all from Dr. Miller, Dr. Smith, the chairman of the school, SGB, and the principal, Mr. Miller, to whom the open letter was addressed?
No. I think they're aware that we sent them a letter, but I haven't gotten a response from them. But I did get a chance to actually have a sit-down meeting with Dr. Smith, and we spoke about what the school has planned regarding their reconciliation and their diversity trainings to bring a sense of what you call calmness and reconciliation to the community and what you call people of color in the school. So that's very promising. But of course, he told me the main priority right now is the students that are busy writing exams. Mm.
But you were impressed with the plan that they put forward as something they were going to introduce into the school?
I mean, I'd say I would say yes, I'm impressed, but like you have hope that these things are going to be carried out, you know, and they're going to be carried out with a matter of urgency. So of course I have high hopes for this whole initiative that they're doing, but it's just a matter of time to see if it's implicated or what he said is done.
Siyan Duntwana, thank you very, very much indeed for chatting to us. One of four alumni of Brackenfell High that have addressed an open letter to the school's governors.